Hello and welcome back to another episode of Most Clicked. I'm your host, Nathan from Smile, and this week we are talking about the University of Law. Every week I am joined by Kyle from the Education Marketer, Matt Lees from Smile, and yeah, Kyle, over to you. What have the University of Law been up to?
This is great. So I was on LinkedIn, and I noticed that someone from the University of Law shared some footage from an international recruitment trip they were doing. But it wasn't the normal sort of stuff I'll take on a smartphone or anything. It was actually a media organisation covering the trip. And if you work in that sort of area, you'll know that typically the sort of activity you do for these sort of things, you might do a few promoted posts before you go out, try and reach the audience that you're speaking to overseas. But this is an example of a trip going overseas and having enough sort of resonance in the local sort of media that it got covered. But it didn't just get covered once. I spoke to the recruitment director, and he was telling me that it actually got covered 8 different times from like 8 different media organizations. And I don't think there's an amazing secret sauce here to get this to happen, but there are a few things that this director mentioned to me. And it was leaning into this idea that you have a team who builds connections in the region over time, no shock to people. But this department had been actively looking at which media organisations might be interested in them. They know who to speak to. And because they've kept going back to the same venues over time, same events, they get that reputation. And this time something's just struck, I guess. And, you know, one of the organisations cover it, then another one's picking up as well. It's just something I've never seen before in that international recruitment space. Normally it's very paid media orientated. This is completely organic based on what the media organization wanted to cover and the team's work in those sectors.
So, Kyle, you kind of wrote in your newsletter that you thought it might have been paid paid coverage here. What's the norm? What normally happens with these things then? Because this is breaking the mold a bit, I guess.
Yeah, not this. I mean, usually international recruitment, at least in my experience, has all been about official partnerships, essentially. And sometimes in those partnerships with agents or organisations, you have a paid media offering, so you can get promotion of your event through various channels, which isn't news to anyone. Normally, the international recruitment team will share with like the marketing team that they're going overseas in these certain areas, and then you'll do like paid campaigns to support that activity, usually starting a conversation before you go so you can follow up when you're there. And you know, these tactics have been used for a number of years. But this, you know, I've never seen an example of organic media picking up off the back of a recruitment trip. And it's so strange to watch a video about an international recruitment trip, and the video starts and then it cuts to a pull-up banner and some guy like delivering a presentation to quite an engaged room. And I think, wow, this is, you know, at the core of it, this is literally like a pitch for the school, but it's getting coverage. Like it's a point of interest. And I just find that fascinating. And it goes to show that, you know, the university is offering something that people in that area genuinely are interested in.
You talked about tactics there as well. What kind of thing do you think the University of Law have done to build those connections to create such an impact?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an international recruitment officer, but I do genuinely feel that this team, I get the sense that they've been working that region for a while. And I don't think that'll be a surprise to many higher ed marketing teams, but it seems to me that they've probably gone to the same events consistently over years. They've got decent return from it, and because, you know, they know essentially who to speak with, they've got that reputation. So when they are going overseas, they can mention they're going, and then the people who are interested in covering that sort of stuff will connect with them. I mean, it'll be interesting to hear from University of Law. I did speak with their director. But as far as the but the detail I got, he was just mentioning that it's because of the relationships that team have built individually as recruitment professionals over time. Because in that sort of business, it's sometimes it's easy to equate it with sales, but it's much more about partnership management and building those quite exclusive pipelines. It's a real skill. It's an art of a profession.
Feels more like sales, doesn't it, than anything else? It's got a little bit of a departure, I guess, from our usual topics of broadcast. You know, I don't feel particularly qualified to talk about this sort of stuff, if I'm honest. But it would be really interesting to hear, because I mean, maybe there's talks about it and stuff, but we don't see them because it's not in that marketing realm, I guess. But the takeaway, I guess, from this week's episode being to build out those relationships early, would you say, Kyle?
I would, and you know, especially for someone who works in like partnerships, international recruitment, I mean, sharing that expertise openly consistently is always a good thing. And I think in the past it's been very easy to only talk about a trip like a month or so before you go and run campaigns to that end. And what I've been seeing more from commercial brands now is that rather than just running campaigns, highlighting expertise and, you know, what someone can offer, they just have it always on. You know, they're always talking on various channels about what they can offer and, you know, sharing the point of view and building that space over time.
I can definitely draw parallels with that. Like for us, it's clearing rolls round every year, and every year people leave it to the last minute to say, "Hey, let's do this thing." Mm. And so I know it's going to be, you know, it's pretty difficult for us sat here on a Monday morning to go, the takeaway is start building relationships and do it early, and in a couple of years it'll really pay off. Probably not what anybody wants to hear first thing on a Monday morning, but I guess in some abstract sense, the takeaway is to think about anything earlier than is comfortable. You know, if clearing is 3 months away, it might be too late to already start thinking about that. And sure, you can pull something off, but I guess my takeaway is to look ahead and plan things as early as possible and build into those plans, yearly plans maybe even, I suppose.
Yeah, I get on board with that. I mean, when I look at it this way, like if you've got an international recruitment expert in a certain region and that person's been sharing, you know, relative content for the audience they're trying to recruit for 6 months in advance, just organically, and then it comes to a student choosing who to speak to, who have never heard of someone, or versus someone who has been clearly sharing advice and helping them along that way. I mean, you know who you're going to choose. And yeah, that's not, like you say, an overnight turn, is it? I mean, the typical content marketing stuff's like 6 to 18 months, isn't it, before you start seeing results. But you are right. Earlier, you know, it's cheaper as well if you think about it, because it's organic. So there's many things to be thinking about there.
Yes. Yeah. And where are we now? We're in what? May, April, May. So yeah, if you're not starting to think about clearing now. That probably wraps up today's episode. Thanks, Kyle. Thanks, Matt. I do want to ask for a like, follow, or a subscribe, please. Drop it down below. Until next week, have a good one. Bye.